Every big brother protects his sisters from harmful influences. My brother, Brogin, not only protects me with his muscles, but with wisdom for living. Let's join him as he shares wisdom for sisters.
A producer asked me a question. The question is a bit long, but to capture what all the things I discussed with her, because when you ask me a question, I ask you questions to even understand your question more clearly, so as to give you correct counsel, or at least something very close to correct counsel. So from all the questions I asked, I came to an understanding, or I decided to craft her question this way. My guy is broke, loves me, but doesn't give me attention. What should I do? Now, what I want to do in this episode is to give you an answer to that question. First of all, I want to help you understand something about the relationship between relationship and attention. Giving someone who you are in a relationship or attention is necessary. It's not something you do when you decide to. It's essentially not optional, actually. It's something you have to do. Just as going to school, just as attending lecture is a sine qua non for graduating from school, giving the person you are in a relationship attention is equally a sine qua non to a successful relationship. That is to say, you can't do without it. It's even more when it comes to a lady, because it is believed that most times it's the lady that needs more attention than the other way around. Even though there are exceptions to the rule, one of those exceptions is me. I crave for attention. When I started living with Brigitte Bay, one of those things I found out is she seemed to be obsessed with her phone. And one of those is I just got pissed off and I shouted at her the way she didn't like. Yes, I'm very sorry about it, but then it's just to let you know how much, if I'm sitting with her, I want her to just sit close by me, put her chest on my back, and just watch me do my work, or with this thing. Now, that's how much I crave for attention. So everyone who is in a relationship obviously craves for attention. So it's necessary, and sometimes it's a sign of affection. You can't be in a relationship with someone and they don't want to give the person attention, or you don't even send the person and all of those things. So that's why attention in a relationship is necessary. It's something you can't remove from a relationship as a matter of fact. But before you know what to do about this, your guy that is denying you attention, here is what I want you to understand first. Why is this guy starving you of attention? I'll give you a number of reasons why I think so. Then we can now look at your own relationship particularly to pinpoint that, okay, this is actually the reason. Then you know how to deal with it. One of the reasons why your guy may be starving your attention is that he's very busy. Remember, you told me that he's broke. In the message you sent to me, you also pointed out that he had to pay rent of up to 100,000 naira. And of course, you have been a good girl by turning down the money he gives you for transport and the money he tries to support you with. That's being a good girl. But then the other thing about it is that even though you are doing him that gesture, understand that this guy doesn't have much. And part of why he may not have time for you or give you as much time as you desire is simply because he equally needs time to be able to stabilize in life. Here's the thing about life. To an average girl or to most girls, what matters to them is that they are married. To a guy, what matters to him is that his career is moving forward. He has the capacity to take care of his family responsibility, especially financial responsibility. That's why most guys don't even marry on time. They tell you things like, I want to first make money, get established before we start talking about women and all of those things. So part of why your guy may not be giving you attention or is not giving you attention. So part of why your guy is not giving you attention is simply because he's very busy right now. And that busy is trying to build himself, try to get enough money to take care of his needs and possibly get married to you. Now look at his life. Do you think he's really very busy? When does he go to work? When does he come back? Is he going to school? In fact, if he's going to school, my sister, he should not be disturbing him. Like, he needs time to actually continue and build himself. What he can just do is to find a way to share the free time he has with him and not to start demanding too much attention from him. You understand what I'm saying? Another reason why he's disturbing you for attention is because he is really not into you. This is the way this relationship works. Of course, I may be a special case, but this is the way it is. When you are really in love with a person, chances are you're going to be obsessed with that person. Obsession, I mean, is that you want to spend time with the person, talk with the person all the time, chat with the person all the time, stay with the person all the time. That kind of obsession drives him towards you, and you want to spend every free time he has with you. This is where my typical day used to be. I woke up in the morning around 5 a.m. By 9 a.m., I'm still in my workstation. I sit down there. Apart from the time I stand to go and pee or go out to take a call, I sit down there till 5 o'clock or 5:30 from 9 a.m. I stand up to go and eat. After that, I recline on a chair to see a movie for 40 minutes, essentially almost every day, of course, except when I traveled. Then between that 7:30 or so till 9:45 p.m., I also sit down again and continue to work. Now, that's my typical day. Now, where do I find time to talk with my bae? I'll tell you. What is the time for me to go and eat? We schedule our time when she's going to eat in the afternoon around 3 or 2. I may take some time sometimes to talk to her. Otherwise, we just shift all the talking till around 4:30 or 5. Sometimes I shift my eating time backwards. So you to consider when she will be on break, then we can talk. We use that time to gist, catch up on our day's activities and all of that. Then I go back to continue my work normally. Then once it's 9:45 or 10 o'clock actually, I shut my laptop down, put in my bag, get to gist. Of course, that's to tell you that then I didn't stay with her. So that's a typical thing that happens. So from there, we get to gist. Even when we're cutting, we gist from that around 10 p.m. till I finish eating. Then by 11 or 11:30, we retire to bed. I get busy in the day, no doubt about that. But then, because I know I'm into this girl, I am obsessed with her. I don't even live in the same state with her. And I want to talk with her as much as possible. I make out time to talk to her. Meantime, she comes back also tired. But me, I'm also tired. But no matter how tired I am, I want to hear her voice. I want her to gist. I want to tell her about my day. I want her to tell me about her day too. So chances are that this guy is not giving you attention simply because he's not really into you. Another thing that can also happen is that he's emotionally involved in something else that is not you. I say something and not somebody. This way this thing works. Sometimes a guy doesn't give you attention because he's busy with something, or he's so emotionally attached to something that he doesn't have time for you. It hasn't happened to me, but I know my wife is going to hear this, so let me just use this time to tell her. There's some kind of projects I will get involved in that's so emotionally sappy that I may not be able to give her as much as attention as she desires. I will paint a scenario for you. Let's assume I have to run a digital marketing campaign for 3 companies at the same time who are launching their product. This thing tasks me mentally, for God's sake. I need to be mentally alert. It tasks me. I have to be writing content. I have to be thinking. I have to be strategizing, monitoring progress, and then checking, evaluating the results and making adjustments. If I have to run this for 3 weeks, my wife is going to suffer my attention deficiency from me for 3 weeks. This is not your prophecy, it's just a matter of fact. The reason is not because I want to deny her attention. The reason is very simple. I am emotionally involved with something that I can't even share another emotion with someone else. The only time she'll be able to enjoy my attention, the kind I used to give her on a normal day, is when maybe I want to take a break and when I'm less busy, and then of course I get to give her attention and do other things. You know what I'm talking about. Now that is the way it is. You understand what I'm saying? Then another reason why you may be complaining about him not giving you attention may not even be because he's not giving you attention. It may be because you have a problem. Don't be offended with what I'm going to tell you now, but I think I have to just bring every situation or all the possible scenarios to you so you can decide what exactly is the problem. This is what I mean by you having a problem. There are times that guys give you attention, but because you have too much need for attention, it doesn't serve you. This is what I mean. Let's assume the guy giving you 2 hours attention every day is fine, but you have so much space in your life, in your time, that even 5 hours is really what you need. And this guy cannot sacrifice 5 hours just in the name of giving you attention. This is what I mean. If you are not working and your guy is working, my sister, you don't have the same amount of time. We woke up in the morning, perhaps eat, chat, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, then you watch TV, watch movie, gist, go and see a friend, come back, you're tired. Not tired, sorry. You have free time. Then you look at the phone and see his picture. Start admiring him. Smarter, you now send him a message. Baby, what's up? He doesn't answer you because he's at work. Then later he calls you when he's on lunch break. 2 minutes into the call, he says, sorry, I'll call you back. He doesn't call you back again until 5 p.m. when he closes from work. He closes from work by that time and he starts going home. Maybe this guy is a choir person in church. So it's on Wednesday, he goes to choir rehearsal. Or he has a side hustle that he takes care of when he gets home. At the end of the day, you find that he only has 2 hours to give you on the average every day. Why you feel you needed attention that you're not getting is because you don't have job you are doing, but he has a job that preoccupies him. So he doesn't have as much time as you have to crave for attention. The truth of the matter is that if this thing gets swapped, like you not get busy like him and he gets less busy like you, yeah, he's going to start craving for your attention very likely, except he also preoccupies himself with something else even when he doesn't have a job. So here's what I want you to do. Settle down and ask yourself, is it because I have a lot of time, spare time, that I'm actually thinking this guy doesn't give me attention when he's giving me attention? Or is it because he's just not giving me attention? Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what I need you to do. Find out exactly what the situation is. It will help you solve this problem of not giving attention. And then the other thing I want to tell you is that there was a time I was thinking my babe doesn't give me attention. Yes, I'm serious. Oh, got to know, I was working somewhere, then from there I had to go to school. Yes, I remember where I was working, then I had to go to school. During that school time, I had a lot of time in my hand, so that was when I started feeling like not being given the attention. My parents used to go to work. Of course, she runs afternoon shifts from 12 in the afternoon to around 9 or so in the night. Now, I felt that one day, the Lord, in quotes, of course, I'm not saying God appeared to me and told me, but I felt like it was like, Eureka, this is the solution to your problem. What's the solution? My guy, you know why you think you don't get much attention? It's simply because you have so much need for attention because you essentially are too free. So do you know what I did? I structured my life as though I go to work. That was how I discovered this workplace I told you about. So I used to go to school library. Of course, that's the workplace I was telling you about even. I get there around 9 a.m. or 8 or so. Later it's 9 a.m. I sit down there. I'm not reading in the library really because I have very minimal things to read. So that's how I get to do my work. So I start working from there till 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 5:30, then go and eat, come back and continue my work. Because of that, I have, of course, if it's about what to do, I have plenty of books I need to write. I get clients to design websites for. I have practice. I'm improving on my graphic design skills. I have a lot of things I can just get myself preoccupied until my lecture days and when I have exams to attend to. So those are things I did, and suddenly it doesn't feel to me that she doesn't give me attention. And here's another thing I also learned how to do to fill off my time. I also see movies. That was how I got to see House of Cards, How to Get Away with Murder, Suits, The Brave. And for me personally, I don't watch single movies except in the class of Miss Sloan and some of these classic movies. So that's how I got to. I said watching movies also preoccupies me, that sometimes she calls me and I don't want to drink a cup because she's going to interrupt my movie scene. That was how I solved the attention deficiency problem. Then of course I had to calibrate it. Okay, this is how much attention she wants, so I can spend time from my own now busy schedule. So one of the things you can do is, told me this guy loves you actually, if he seems not to be giving you attention, I mean, you can solve the problem of attention by just also get busy, so that the attention he can afford to give you will be equal to the one you can also afford to give him. It solves the problem. You understand what I'm saying? Alright, now another thing you can also do is to solve this problem of his attention if he's really the kind that doesn't give you attention. I mean, I was talking with someone the other day and said that how can his fiancé will not call her for a day or two? I said, what kind of rubbish is that? If your guy doesn't call you for a day or two, check very well to show whether that guy is your guy actually. I don't know how a guy can stay without calling his babe for one day. I don't know. Well, of course, maybe it's different for me because maybe this is Chidima is actually the first girl I fell in love with Yakata. Like, I've fallen in love with other girls, but it's just in my mind. I don't tell them. I tell them partially. I don't tell them directly. We just be going. But this one, I came direct and told them, so I released myself to her. Maybe that's why it have that kind of obsession that I can't. How can I stay a day without calling her? Even when we are vexing, and I make up my mind, I'm not going to call her. Small time, I would find one excuse. I say, there's something you are supposed to send to me. You have you sent it? That's my way of getting. Maybe we can just talk small, reconcile, and everybody will be fine. So if this guy doesn't call, it's a problem. So, but if he loves you, this is how we can do it. Draw his attention to the problem. That Obina, this one, you know they call me. This is not right. I called you the other day, say, can we talk? You say, you didn't say anything serious about it. This is not what I expect. I need your attention. Explain to him why you need it and all of those things. Then if you look at his own schedule, check if you can do something realistic and attainable. What I mean by realistic and attainable is that, you know, he goes to work by this time and comes back by this time. Don't expect so much from him as for attention. If you go to, you do night shift, he does day shift. So your time may not be able to coincide. But ask yourself, is there any time we can squeeze out from this our clashing schedule so we can spend time together? Spend time, I mean, can even be on phone. I mean, I cutted with my mom for 80% of our courtship was over the phone. The reason is because we speak on phone for at least 2 hours every blessed day. So all we needed to do was just squeeze out time for us so that we can talk. And we made an arrangement for that, and it worked fine for us. Those days she used to do night shift 3 days, and the other day shift, my own, I used to close to work by 5 days. I were in the same town. I close from work by 5. My organ knows he cannot keep me waiting once it's 7 o'clock. I will zoom off, go to our meeting point and sit down and gist. So you can work out something like this with him so you can solve your attention deficiency problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then if he decides he's not going to do anything about it, or he refuses to do something about this, then chances are that he's actually not ready for relationship. I want to let you know something. There are guys that can't create a space in their head for a girl. They can't create a space to share with women. Small attention you need from them, they start saying, these women are all demanding. Every time, give me attention, give me attention. Chances are that most people who complain about that are not psychologically ready for a relationship. They may have money, they may have graduated from school, they may have reached even 28 or 30 years. But my sister, chances are they are not ready for a relationship. And if that's the case, then you have to do something about putting. You have to just take a walk or decide to manage him until he's ready. But right now, if you can't do any of those things, then you may have to quit the relationship.
You just listened to Brojit Sisters podcast with Joseph Dinwoke. For more wisdom he shares with ladies, visit brojit.com/sisters. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit Sisters, or subscribe to our WhatsApp broadcast through 0810-550-4664.